By the way, they may lose all their delegates.
That is the
because they want to do a winner take all, and the Republican Party has said no winner take all till April 1st. So
that's a long time away.
Yeah.
Very long time away.
It'll come up fast. Well, you know, this GOP primary coming in the end of the month, Lou Fry, who's going to win it?
Well,
in Florida.
In Florida right now, who knows? I mean, it changes daily. But right now, I'd say Newt is not on an ascension curve. I would say that you're probably looking at Romney to win the primary. Remember, too, in Florida, the other states that are following the rules that are not doing winner-take-all. So when you're looking at New Hampshire and someone comes out of New Hampshire, you have five or six people running up there, 30% may win New Hampshire, or 35%, and that doesn't give you many electoral votes, and it won't give you the kick that you used to have coming out of Iowa and New Hampshire. That kick is not going to be as big in South Carolina or Florida, and so a lot of the states are rear-ending it. California's, I think, moved back to June. A lot of the big states have moved back just because they want to take advantage of the winter take all rule, which starts April 1st.
Well, let me ask you, Dick Batchelor, Florida coming up after Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, how much of an impact do you think that primary is going to have, and who do you select as the GOP winner?
Well, this is all conjecture. Let me just change the request a bit and tell you what the Democrats would hope for. Democrats would hope for Ron Paul to win Iowa. Mitt Romney could go ahead and have New Hampshire, keeping in mind that it's an open primary, so independents can vote in the Republican primary. 1 week later, Newt Gingrich wins South Carolina. You come to Florida in a very brokered position, or broke. It depends on whether or not Newt can get the money. If Newt can get the money to stave off the anti-Newt ads, I think he can. I think he can. He will win South Carolina. I believe he could win Florida. But that's all. You know, the point I'll make here is that there's so many super PACs spending so much money just going after these people and throttle them by the neck, and they're so negative. The fact is, the more are these super PACs influence, the less you have as a voter. So the super PACs are helping pick the nominee. But I think the Democrats, I can tell you, that's the way we'd like to see it. We'd like to see a brokered convention.
And from the Republican standpoint, they'd like to see it over and get somebody there and stop all this fighting going on. In Iowa now, we've seen Santorum, bouncing around. Huntsman is doing okay in New Hampshire, but they're just, you know, let's get this thing over, and Obama's getting a free ride. He's having a wonderful time.
Lou Fry, we've had years since Jeb Bush basically left office. Florida's budget has been contracting. Of course, the economy's been going down in parallel.
You don't know which is going faster, right?
That. But I wonder, you know, what do you think is the long-term impact of these years and years of cuts? You heard Dick Batchelor saying, you know, we're past the bone, which is where we thought we were last year, into the marrow. I mean, how far can you go and sustain these kind of cuts for year after year after year?
The answer is you can't sustain them year after year. But the fact of it is we've been in an unprecedented, slump for 4 or 5 or 6 years, whatever it's been. And we're still standing. And hopefully it'll turn a bit and the income will start back and we'll be able to do it. But I think coming back, I think it's going to be a much leaner education system and probably with some changes. You know, you may have to look at somebody called me actually last night and said, "Hey, why do we have textbooks? Kids can now should be able to get everything over the internet
the
or so
e-book.
Forth. There's a lot of things, but I mean, you're going to have to look at things, and business as usual isn't going to work. You're really going to have to think outside the box.
You know, the advantage of the higher education system, though, is that Florida still maintains one of the lowest tuition rates, but they keep going up 15% a year.
You're talking about the colleges.
Colleges, right, and this is the third year. In fact, prepaid tuition, when I bought it several years ago, was maybe $6,000 or $7,000 per student. 2 years ago, it was at $15,000. This year, it's at $45,000. So you've got the prepaid tuition costs going up. You've got tuition costs going up. And I think what they're going to do at higher education, they'll probably do something on prepaid tuition because it's already $45,000. And they'll probably do something on Bright Futures and require you hire test scores and do away with the second tier. So at least higher education has some latitude, such as tuition increases. K-12 has no latitude.